Jesus showed men what it takes to lead and succeed in life. It's never easy, but it's always worth it. Join us on our epic journey of faith as we follow Jesus, the blueprint for men. A long time ago, in a garden far away, Adam knelt down and put his hands on the warm, soft earth. The soil was rich and dark. He smiled and reached for another bulb. Tulips were Eve's favorite, and he couldn't wait to see her face when she discovered these flowers next to her favorite place to pray and watch the sunsets. He patted the dirt over the last bulb and stood up. The garden pulsed with life. A flock of birds circled and darted through the blue sky, while a soft breeze carried the scent of fresh fruit and the sound of a waterfall. Adam took a deep breath and walked back towards the path where he'd left Eve under the shade of an oak tree. When Adam reached the tree, Eve was gone. Unconcerned, Adam decided to see if his wife was down by the waterfall. But Eve wasn't at the waterfall. Nor was she at home or in their vegetable garden. Adam frowned. Maybe she went to the tree of life, he thought. Adam jogged toward the center of Eden. Then Adam stopped. The hair on Adam's neck stood straight up. He had found Eve. She was standing under the forbidden tree. A serpent's long body hung off a low branch. It drew near to Eve's ear and whispered something. Adam saw Eve look up at the fruit. She reached out her hand, hesitated, and then plucked a piece of fruit from the tree. "No!" Adam shouted, and he raced to the tree. "Eve, stop!" Eve heard his voice and turned. Her face lit up in a smile and she waved. Adam reached the tree and his eyes flashed fire and his fist was clenched. Adam remembered his very first day in Eden. He remembered opening his eyes and seeing the smiling face of God. But what struck Adam at that moment was what God had said the first time he laid eyes on the forbidden tree. "Adam," God said, "this is your garden. You must care for it, protect it, and rule over it. Eden and everything in it is now your responsibility. There is only one place of danger." And then God had pointed to the forbidden tree. "You may eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." Adam had told Eve about the danger of this place, yet here she was. "Eve," Adam said sternly, "you should not be here." "Oh, but this is exactly where she belongs." A smooth voice spoke from the tree. Adam's eyes darted up. The serpent, which had disappeared into the leaves at Adam's arrival, now slipped back out. Looking down on him, it seemed to be smiling. "The serpent said this fruit would open our minds," Eve said breathlessly. "He said it would give us the eyes of God." Adam frowned and stepped in between the snake and his woman. The serpent opened its mouth to speak, but it never got a word out. In a flash, Adam's strong hand shot out and grabbed the snake by its throat. In one smooth, powerful motion, Adam yanked downwards and slammed the snake onto the ground. Branches snapped and leaves tumbled as the massive body of the snake whipped through the branches on its way down. Eve screamed and stumbled backwards. Adam held the head with both hands and glared into its black eyes. "This is my garden," he growled. "This is my wife." The snake hissed and lunged towards Adam. Its jaw snapped inches away from the man's face. The thick coils thrashed and swung across the ground, trying to wrap themselves around Adam to crush him. But the man was too quick. Adam raised the serpent's head and bashed it to the ground. Dazed, the snake's body went limp. Without hesitation, Adam reached for a large rock, and in one swift motion, he finished the job. Adam stood, his chest heaving, his pulse throbbing, his every sense heightened. The snake lay at his feet, silent and still. The garden was now safe because the man God had put in charge had done his job. Adam had accepted his responsibility. And from now on, the world was going to be a wonderful place to live, and humanity would live happily ever after. Oh, I wish that's how the story ended, don't you? I wish Adam had stepped up to lead with courage, to fight for his wife, and to take responsibility. But instead, Adam hesitated. He compromised. And then he sinned. And when God showed up, Adam had another chance to play the hero in the garden. What if this is how Adam chose to act after eating the fruit? Shadows fell across the couple. Adam wiped the juice off of his mouth and tossed the remaining piece of fruit to the ground. "Adam," Eve said, I think I'm cold." Eve shivered and wrapped her arms around herself. Then it hit Adam. "Ugh, what have I done?" he thought to himself. The man looked down at his body. He was now naked. The robe of light was gone. Adam hadn't noticed it before because he'd been too busy enjoying the fruit with Eve. Adam looked at his wife. Her robe was gone too. "Here," Adam said. He quickly plucked a large leaf. "Use this to cover yourself." Then they heard the gentle footsteps of God. It was evening, and this was his usual time to visit. Normally, this was their favorite part of the day, but now Adam dreaded seeing God's face. "Adam," a kind voice spoke, "where are you?" Every fiber in Adam wanted to bolt and hide, but the man swallowed hard and chose to stand in the open. This was his garden. This was his responsibility. Eve slipped her hand into Adam's and moved behind him. "Oh, Adam, what are we going to do?" she whispered. "You don't have to do anything," Adam said. "I'm here." Adam cleared his throat and said, "Lord, we're over here. We're next to the forbidden tree." When God came up over the hill, Adam could see that he'd been crying too. Pain etched across the face that was normally cheerful and bright. God slowly walked over to Adam and Eve, and then he stopped. "Have you eaten from the tree I commanded you not to eat from?" Adam's eyes watered and his throat tightened. His stomach churned and he was afraid he might throw up. Adam bowed his head in shame, took a quick breath, and then his words tumbled out. "Yes, Lord, I did. It was all my fault. I let Eve go to the tree by herself, and when I found her there, I didn't stop her. I watched her eat the fruit, and then when she gave some to me, I ate it too. But please, don't hold her responsible for this terrible sin. It's my fault. I take full responsibility. I ask that any punishment that she deserves be placed on me." Tears ran down Adam's cheeks. He slowly raised his head and looked God in the eye. "You told me this was my garden, that it was my job to care for it and protect it. And then you gave me this woman, and you told me it was my job to care for her and protect her. And God, I failed at both. Let the curse fall on me." God looked at Adam with a broken heart. The man had no idea what he had done. He had no clue what misery would come from his choice. But at this very moment, God was proud of him. Adam could have blamed Eve. He could have made excuses. He could have whined and complained, but he didn't. Adam chose to take responsibility, and that made God proud. "If only your sons and their sons and their sons would follow your example," God sighed. "Sin is here, but if men will respond like Adam, they will avoid much pain." Then God raised his arms out wide and stepped towards the man and the woman. He wrapped them in a huge, warm, loving embrace. "No, Adam," God said softly. "Let the curse fall on me." When we hear the story of the fall in the Garden of Eden, many men, just like Adam, are quick to blame the woman. But honestly, the blame falls squarely on Adam's shoulders. Eve was tricked. But Adam made the choice. If you study the Genesis story in depth, you'll discover that God never told Eve not to eat from the tree. In chapter 2 of Genesis, God forms Adam and breathes life into him. Then, in verse 16, God gives the command and the warning. And it's not until verse 21 that God finally creates woman. It's important for us to see the deep spiritual truth hidden in this story. God speaks to the man and then expects him to share God's words with his woman and his family. That's the foundation of spiritual leadership. This is way more than dragging our family to church or sitting them down in the living room so we can read a devotional. This means we have got to be connected. We've got to be listening. And then we have to take responsibility for whatever God tells us to share and give it to our family. This is just one part of your responsibility as a man. And responsibility, well, that's where Adam failed miserably. You know, I wish we could go back and rewrite Adam's story. But we can learn from his failure and change our own destinies. We can choose what role we want to play. Will we choose to play the deadbeat man that blames his wife, that blames the circumstances, that blames God for all of his problems? Or will we accept the role of the hero? Take responsibility. Take action. Will we play the coward and freeze? Refuse to make decisions because we're afraid of the consequences? Will we play small and passive because we don't want to rock the boat? Or will we accept the role of the hero? Lead with courage and put it all on the line to provide and protect. Fear held Adam back from being the man God created him to be, and too many times, we men follow his example. That path of fear emasculates us. It steals our manhood. It fills us with shame. Now, we may feel safe on this path, but it is a slow, sad death. Now, that's not the life God called you to live. A lie too many of us Christian men believe is that being a Christian is safe and boring. We look at all the cool, exciting things we can't do anymore, and we settle down into being good little Christians, nice men who tuck in their shirts and do what they're told. Many men think that giving their life to Christ means they trade in their testosterone for a testimony. But that's not reality. God called Abraham, and that man risked it all. God called Moses, and that man conquered the mightiest power on earth. God called Peter, and that man stepped out of a boat in the middle of a storm and walked on water. If you think being a Christian is safe, then you're not reading your Bible. Being a Christian is never safe, but oh, it's good. Like Adam, I'm sure you've failed. Like Adam, I'm sure you've given in to fear and shirked your responsibility. But just like Adam, God's not through with you. He's walking in the garden, and he's calling your name. Will you hide and blame and make excuses, or will you answer the call? Will you accept the mantle of manhood? Will you take responsibility? If you do, I promise you're going to face rejection, danger, maybe even death. And it won't be easy. It won't be comfortable. In fact, it might be like picking up a cross and dying to self. But I can also promise you that if you die to self, you will finally come alive. If you live by God's will instead of your own, you will achieve things you never thought possible. If you man up and take responsibility, you will live the life of a hero, the life of a true man. Because history's clear. Freedom dies the day good men quit being responsible. It happened in Greece. It happened in Rome. It happened in the garden. And men, it's happening in America today. So stand with us. Be bold. Be strong. Take responsibility. Defend your garden. Kill the snake. And choose to be the warrior God created you to be. Because God knows we need you to stand up now more than ever. Choose to be responsible. Because your choice will make a difference that will echo for eternity. God bless. God's blueprint for building epic men is Jesus. When men go all in for God, they change the world. That's why Blueprint for Men is dedicated to empowering men to base their lives on the example of Jesus. One practical way to do that is through the Morning Summit. A number one new release on Amazon, this 13-week small group challenge equips men with the team, plan, and tools they need to create solid morning habits that will transform their lives. Search Morning Summit Blueprint on Amazon today. Jesus is the blueprint for men, and he's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage.